On this episode of Free Beer and Real Estate.
That sphere of influence, guys, it's still close to 70% of the business that gets done in real estate is sphere of influence.
Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's Free Beer and Real Estate.
All right, so here we are. Today is going to be top three listing ideas. We know there's an inventory shortage, and I always joke that, you know, we're going to solve the inventory shortage right here in Cleveland just by getting more listings. That's how, you know, we're going to do it. So I'm going to share those top three things today and also just kind of elaborate on each one a little bit. But if you want more information, you can always hit us up on YouTube, where we've done whole videos on this topic, a whole list of ideas. So quick introduction, I'm Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar, 21 Mike team. We run a team of over 30 agents here in Northeast Ohio and now in Columbus as well. So we're have agents in Central Ohio now as well. And that's who we are and what we do. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, please consider subscribing. And of course, if you're on Zoom, you know, you can register for this training every week. We do it from 11:30 to 11:50, hitting a different topic each week. All right, so let's jump in here to the top three ideas. One of the things I wanted to first mention, anybody who is in the real estate business, you have to decide, first of all, are you a hunter or a farmer? And I wanted to explain that concept real quick first. Hunters are more wired to go out and get business. They tend to be more outgoing and they will prospect more, you know, so dial the phones, knock on doors, just more of an active approach to getting business. And a lot of people say immediately, oh, those are the successful agents. That's not always true, because the other category is farmer. And to be truth be told, I have always been more of a farmer in my business, and the farmers are the ones that cultivate relationships. Okay, that's kind of the cheesy way to put it, is that they cultivate like a farmer would cultivate. And the difference is that it's just a personality type difference, introvert versus extrovert. I follow a great podcast, if you don't know Matt Johnson, he's fitting for introverts. And, you know, people are like, Mike, but you're live on Facebook and you're doing Zoom meetings and all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, I mean, that's because that's the business. And this is what, you know, this is the business that I've chosen, that we've chosen as fellow realtors. But as an introvert, you know, you're not really comfortable going out there and knocking on doors and doing stuff. So you either have to get out of your comfort zone or find ways to grow your business as an introvert. So first of all, ask yourself hunter versus farmer. And farmers can be very successful in this business. You know, look, we have a team here. We're going to sell 450 or so houses this year. And we're mostly a team of farmers. We don't have a whole lot of hunters on the team. But the other part of it, whether you're a hunter or a farmer, is getting over rejection. Okay. And I wanted to throw that out there today, because I know a lot of agents, their first reaction is, oh, I don't like having people hang up on me on the phone. I don't like to door knock because people yell at me. They say, get off my property. Guess what, guys? You first of all, you got to get over that. And secondly, come up with the right script that minimizes that. You know, so for example, if your script and your delivery of your script sounds kind of, you know, hey, it's Mike from Century 21. I saw your house didn't sell. You know, this is an expired script. Saw your house didn't sell. Just wonder if you're interested in selling. You know, that's lame. You know, people are gonna be like, yeah, not interested, and they're going to hang up on you. There's a great video that's going around. It talks about the delivery of the message. So there's a guy in a busy train station, and he has put a box on the floor with tape. Okay. And he's standing inside the box. And as people are walking by, he's saying, hey, you know, stay out of my box, please. Stay out of my box, please. You know, can you stay out of my box? And people are just ignoring him. They're walking right through the box. And then, you know, and they film this, and then they change gears. And he now takes a more assertive approach to it, using the alpha voice is what they call it. And it's the same thing, but a little different. I'm just using this as an example. But as people walk by, he says, stay out of my box, stay out of my box. And people are like jumping to get out of the way. But that's the difference. It's the delivery of the message, and that, you know, he's presenting this way of saying, hey, stay out of my box, and people actually do it. So before I get to the three things, and I'm about to do it here, three great listing ideas. Number one, get over rejection. Number two, decide if you're a hunter or a farmer. And then number three, tied into that, is decide what you're good at. If you are great on the phone, but you're not good in person, look, take advantage of your strengths, okay? It's like the Princess Bride when they're getting ready to storm the castle, and Wesley says, what are our assets? You know, they got the wheelbarrow, they got the cloak, you know, whatever it is. Figure out what your assets are and take advantage of those things. So these three ideas, I tried to spread them around for different assets. Number one, listing idea, open house. Now, of course, your first reaction is, Mike, what are you, stupid? Open houses are to get buyer leads, right? But think about the market that we're in right now. If you're not generating seller prospects from your open houses, you're missing the boat. I know a Westside agent, very successful Westside agent, who's getting toward the end of her career. But one day I had her on the phone. This was probably 5-8 years ago. And I asked her, I said, Debbie, what has been your secret over the years? Like, how did you get so much business? And she said to me, number one, open houses. And I'm like, you're kidding. You know, so you get a lot of buyers that way? She said, no, I get sellers from my open houses. So it's all about the questions that you ask at the open house. Because when you think about, especially today's market, what's one of the number one objections we have is people want to buy a house, or, you know, but they have a house to sell. So they know they can sell their house quickly, but they're kind of on hold because they don't know where they're going to go. So if you can address that need as you meet these folks, great source of sellers. You know, that should be part of the questions that you ask when you're at an open house. And you also want to have the right houses open. You know, you're specifically looking for move-up buyers. Okay. I know a lot of people say, Mike, I love working with first-time buyers. I do too. It's a cool experience. You get to share that excitement with them. You get to hold their hand through the process, and so, and you make clients for life. So I'm not saying don't work with first-time buyers, but the cool thing about the move-up buyer, someone looking to buy a $400,000 house, they've got a $200,000 house to sell, right? And that is kind of a home run in real estate. So number one, open houses. Okay, now that's an in-person thing. I'm going to go really toward the end of the spectrum for hunters. And number two is door knocking. I was just reading an article about this, and I know there's people groaning right now. Oh, I hate knocking on doors. I feel like I'm being pushy. I feel like I'm bothering people. No one answers their doors anymore. BS. People answer their doors, and the ones who don't, they're not your customers. Okay. I'm going to run some numbers past you. So an average neighborhood turns over 5% per year. That's just a so-so average neighborhood. Really good neighborhoods where there's lots of turnover, that right price range, that type, right type of housing, the turnover rate can be closer to 7%. So that means that 7 out of 100 people are likely to sell in the next year. And on the low end, 5%, okay? If it's below 5%, not a good neighborhood to door knock. So that's a good kind of barometer you should be setting, where you should be setting the bar for the type of neighborhood that you should door knock. But the idea is that if you knock on 100 doors, if you talk to 100 people, you should encounter 7 people who are looking to sell this year. That's pretty amazing, right? I mean, think about it. If I told you, you could almost be guaranteed of talking to 7 sellers if you're just willing to knock or talk to 100 people, you'd probably say, hey, that's pretty cool. But knocking on doors, you get to like exude your personality. You know, it's a lot easier for people to be rude or hang up on you by phone or text, right? You know, or just to ignore you. If you're standing at their door, they can't really ignore you. Another story, I've got a teammate, Ryan, who is owning a neighborhood in Strongsville. He's well on his way to owning this neighborhood. He has knocked on every door in the neighborhood. He had a huge open house in the neighborhood where he got 2.5 pages of sign-ins at his open house. He's had 7 listing appointments in that neighborhood. Now, this story is ongoing because the first question is, Mike, how many listings did he get? That's ongoing. He's going to get some. It's not going to be 7 and it's not going to be 0. A couple people are still looking to buy. They're not ready yet. But I can guarantee you he's going to at least get 1 listing in that neighborhood, average sale price $300,000. And they're looking to buy another house, most of them. So door knocking is magical. I mean, honestly, the message that you can deliver in person is irreplaceable. Number one, open houses. If you missed that part, play the video back. Number two, door knocking. All right, so number three, and this is for the farmers out there, I want to talk to you about your sphere of influence, okay? And again, I know when I say these things, people are going, Mike, you know, I'm tired of calling my friends and family. They're tired of me calling them. Look, guys, your sphere is still the number one source of business. I get people saying, hey, what lead sources do you use? Do you buy realtor.com leads? Do you pay Zillow? You know, and I don't anymore. We are totally off of those paid lead services. Now we're using other lead sources like Facebook ads, and I could go into more information on that another time. But the number one source of business for real estate agents right now, the number one place when they survey buyers and sellers, where do they find their real estate agent? If you're not saying it's someone they already know or a referral, that's sphere of influence, guys. It's still close to 70% of the business that gets done in real estate is sphere of influence.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number two team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
Just let that sink in for a second. We get so crazy and caught up about the 32% of the business that comes from leads and Google ads and Facebook ads and calling FSBOs and expireds and, you know, going to open houses for sale by owners. Yes, that's an important part of business, and you certainly shouldn't just do one thing. You have to have different pillars of your business, as they say. But if the number one source of business is your sphere, why are we not cultivating that? So for all you farmers out there, people like me, think about all the people you know, your past clients. Okay, your friends and family, anyone that you interact with on a regular basis. Is your landscaper part of your sphere of influence? If not, they need to be. You're paying them every month, probably. Your barber, are they part of your sphere of influence? Your hairstylist. I see Casey, that's a great picture of you. That's why I thought of hairstylist, because your hair is all done nicely in that photo. But these people are part of your sphere of influence, your accountant. I mean, everybody, your dentist, your doctor, these are all people who are part of your sphere of influence. The number one thing you can do for them right now, what's happening in the market? Values are skyrocketing, right? Values are changing. Now, I'm not talking about the Facebook ad where you say, click here for a free home evaluation. I think the public is kind of done with those. I'm not saying they can't work, but I'm talking about personal interaction with your sphere of influence, where you say, I see Gail here too. Gail, we haven't talked in a while. Okay, this is a phone call. I mean, I like phone call. It could be email too. Gail, we haven't talked in a while. I'm sure you're watching the news, how crazy real estate is. You know, one of the things I do periodically for people is, you know, if they're wondering what their home value is worth, maybe thinking of selling, I would be happy to do a free home evaluation for you. You know, I put a lot of effort into it. I really do some good research, run comparable sales. Now, you and I both know, guys, that even if you do a deep, intensive research on a neighborhood, maybe this takes you an hour, okay? But it's probably more like 20, 30 minutes to put together a nice CMA, and then you present it to them, okay? Now, if you want to take this on another level, maybe for you hunters out there, what if you door knock a neighborhood and you have these prepared? Maybe it's a two-page report that you put together with some nice charts and graphs and numbers on a specific city or even just a certain neighborhood. And all you do is just door knock. And maybe if you're not quite a hunter, but you just want to get out there and try this, what if you just knocked on a door and said, hi, I'm Mike Ferrante with Century 21. I live in the area. I really love working in this neighborhood, and I've taken the time to prepare this market report for you. Hand it to them, say, thanks for your time. You're not looking to sell anything. You're coming from a place of giving. And how's that for a way to establish yourself as a market expert? Now, maybe the next time you door knock or the next piece of mail you send or whatever is, hey, hope you had a chance to review that market report I gave you. When do you think you might be making a move? But anyway, getting back to the sphere is when's the last time, and I know I'm raising my hand and I'm imagining you all raising or not raising your hands, but when's the last time you reached out to your sphere and offered them something like a home evaluation, a market report? When's the last time you reached out to your sphere and said, hey, have you ever considered investing in real estate? Let that sink in for a second. You know, how many people are out there watching these HGTV shows where people are flipping homes or buying rentals or whatever? You're in the business of real estate. How many of you own a rental property or two or 10 or 100? You know, is that a good investment? I mean, what do you think about real estate? Is it a good investment? I hope as realtors that you all believe in the institution of real estate and watching how values have skyrocketed in particular in the last 3 years, that this is something that you would be able to have a conversation about with people in your sphere of influence. I mean, I love that one. Just say, hey, have you ever considered investing in real estate? I wonder how many people would shock you and say, you know what? I have. You know, we see other people doing it and we wonder why not us? So anyway, guys, those are the three big ones I had for you today for generating listings. One is open house, two is door knocking, three is working your sphere of influence with better context, better ways than you're currently doing. Or maybe some of you aren't at all, shame, shame. I'm gonna throw in a bonus one, and this is a quick hitter. A lot of us work buyers, and especially newer agents, we start out working buyers. One quick tip for you, that if you take nothing else from this session today, when you sell a house, the property transfers, now your client owns the house, right? How many of you, Grant's nodding his head, I can see through, even though he doesn't have his video up, I know Grant's saying, yes, I do this because we've talked about this many times on the team. Put up a sold sign, guys. The listing agent sign goes away. Put up your sign with a sold rider, your name and phone number. It is the easiest phone call you're ever going to get. Hey, Mike, I saw that your sold sign is on 123 Main Street. Wow, that was awesome. That house was on the market for 6 months. Yep, we sold it. We brought the buyer, but we also sell homes in your neighborhood. And yes, I would be happy to look at your home because you're thinking of selling as well. That one's a home run, guys. If you're not doing that, go out, invest in a couple sold riders. Make sure your name and phone number is on there too. Plant sold signs on your buyer sales. And join us every Tuesday. We've got great little 15 to 20 minute tips and pointers. If there's any topics you want us to cover, nor I say us because Tony Geraci often joins us. He's broker owner of Homestar. So anything you guys want us to cover, just shoot me a message. My email is mike@21mike.com. Have a great rest of your week, everybody. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed free beer and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.